Harper Audio presents Anyone Who Had a Heart, My Life and Music by Burt Bacharach with Robert Greenfield. Read by Anthony Call, Therese Plummer, and Jeff Woodman. I think that what you write is what you are. Burt. Prologue. Nikki. I had only been married to Angie Dickinson for about 9 months when I started thinking about getting a divorce. Our problems had nothing to do with the fact that she was a much bigger star than me. We just weren't really communicating with one another, and part of that was my fault, because I was still pretty immature at the time, and so totally into my music that I could not have kept a real relationship going with anyone for an extended period of time. When Angie told me she was pregnant, I was so surprised and overjoyed at the prospect of having a child that I completely forgot about all that and began doing everything I could to keep our marriage going. Angie had a difficult pregnancy, and while we were in New York together, she started having what looked like a miscarriage. So she went to see a doctor, who gave her some medication that was partly experimental. Angie was just starting her 6th month when we went to a Dodgers game in Los Angeles. I'd already written Alfie and recorded it with Cilla Black at the Abbey Road Studios in London. But the director of the movie decided he wanted Cher to cut the song so the picture could be distributed in America. I knew I wasn't going to have any input at the session, but on our way home after the game that night, Angie and I dropped in at Gold Star Studios, the magical room where Phil Spector had done all his incredible Wall of Sound records with the Ronettes, Darlene Love, and the Righteous Brothers. Sonny Bono was producing this session. He'd been heavily influenced by Spector, so he had the same kind of...